I'm going to vote for somebody who says he's a Christian but doesn't really act Christian. Or I'm going to vote for somebody who acts very Christian but says he's an atheist. I think I'd probably go for the atheist because he is more Christian than the Christian.
Yeah.
Well, let me try to dissuade you from that belief.
Okay.
God does require us to vote for Christians. I mean, I hear a lot of talk around political time that we're voting for president, not pastor in chief, and we're to vote values, not theology.
Right.
But really, we need to go to the Bible to figure out what does God require of us when we vote. If you look in Exodus 18:21, God gives specific criteria of the kind of men we can vote for. They're to be honest. They're to hate covetousness. They're to be able, men who have the ability to rule. But fourthly, they're to fear God. We're to vote for men who fear God. And if there's men running who don't fear God, then we can't vote for them. But that doesn't mean that we can't do anything. We can try to persuade other men in our churches or that we know are Christians to run for office. Or if God's laying that on our heart, we can run for office.